Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Dr. Joe Cristiano is here, ready to show how our blood type can help us be more healthy. Our redesigned website, SWRC.com, now features over 1,000 items designed to educate and encourage you in your walk with Jesus. Books and DVDs at SWRC.com. Your favorite authors and teachers helping bring clarity to the chaos. Brand new resources from Greg Patton, Lonnie Shipman, and Derek Gilbert are available at SWRC.com. When you purchase a resource from Watchmen on the Wall, you are supporting the ministry and outreach. Thank you, friends, for visiting SWRC.com and showing your support for Southwest Radio Ministries and Watchmen on the Wall. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino.
For this show, we're going to be talking about his book, The Stem Cell Revolution. In this book, Dr. Joe describes how stem cell therapies, treatments, and activators are becoming game changers in the world of natural health and regenerative medicine. Dr. Joe, so good to speak with you once again.
Pastor Larry, good to have me on. Good to be here again, and good to hear your voice.
Yes, well, we've had some great programs in the past, and I'm just looking forward to this one. To start, what was your reason for writing your book, The Stem Cell Revolution, and what is it all about?
Well, you know, years ago, in fact, for many years, I've been dealing with chronic pain. It's probably a bit genetic, but also through contact sports through the years, and living with chronic pain as a young man, I mean, in my 30s, 40s, and all the way up, and trying to determine, you know, are there solutions to this? You know, of course, in our Western culture, we deal with conventional medicine, and of course, you know, the routine is if you're hurt or you're sick, we see our physicians, they do an examination, and, you know, maybe prescribe some medications, maybe some therapy or something like that. You know, if that doesn't work over time, the next option is surgery, whatever the case may be. And that was pretty much and is pretty much a protocol. And so I thought to myself, there's got to be something better than that. There just has to be. Well, later in life, my condition got really advanced, and I was having a very, very difficult time walking. In fact, I ended up in a walker. In fact, about 10 years ago, I was in a walker. You got to understand, Pastor, I'm a very fit guy and always exercised in the gym and very physically active. Now I've been reduced to, you know, walking with this walker. And so I started to do a lot of research, and I came across a couple of doctors that were working in the field of stem cell regeneration, stem cell therapy. It was kind of new at the time, back in 2008. And so the FDA and all that, they were all crazy about it because it was so new. But what I'm talking about is not embryonic, by the way. You know, people, I don't want people to think I'm talking embryonic, but rather adult stem cells. Well, I learned about it, and I became a patient of it. So I had many treatments. In fact, my very first treatment was I had to leave the country, go to Honduras, Tegucigalpa, and had the first treatment. And good and bad, one, I was so advanced it couldn't help me, and I needed surgery. But the good was I learned what it does for a person and what it does in terms of follow-up. In other words, it can be done in a sense of repair, which is designed to do, but also, you know, down the road, if we have another incident or maybe some more wear and tear, you can use this type of therapy. So it's very beneficial. The problem with it was it's very, very expensive. And I say that, and of course, it depends who we're talking about, but in the average person's budget, it would be close to $5,000 a minimum for one injection.
Wow.
And it was cash, and there was no insurance. So that made it difficult. So in my research through the years, I was looking for something. There had to be something that was very, very efficacious, but yet very affordable. And I came across some studies with this company that came out with stem cell activators. And the activators were something that really caught my eye because of those two reasons, but I put them to test. And once I put them to test, I really got some great results. So I thought I needed to share this with the world to inform them about, one, there's other options, or there are maybe are options they never heard of before they select surgery. Because once you have surgery, I mean, there's successful, quote-unquote, surgeries, but there's the aftermath of a surgical procedure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, especially with our musculoskeletal system or our muscle and spine and nerves and things like that, once they cut in and the tissue grows back, now we develop scar tissue. And that scar tissue can grow, and then it can grow in your spinal cord if it's a lower back surgery or whatever. And the problem is it encroaches your nerves, and over time you're going to need another surgery because you have radiating pain from that. Right. So, I mean, there's benefits, the good and the bad, but the stem cell activators really were the thing. And I think mostly it was the experience I had with my mother at the time. She was 90 years old, and she had been a diabetic for 18 years, and she was suffering from kidney failure, and she was really at the end of her rope here. And so the doctor had called her and said she needed to start to prepare the family for the idea of her going on dialysis. And I said, Mom, at 90 years old, you are not going on dialysis because that's going to kill you. So I gave her one of the stem cell activators for her pancreas because she was a diabetic, and then one, of course, for her kidneys. And She took them, and it was 20 drops a day in 2 ounces of water on an empty stomach every day for 2, 3, 4 months, and then went back to the doctor for kind of a tune-up to find out what she was doing. Did some blood work and everything, and before you know it, the doctor that was treating her renals said to her, Helen, I don't know what's going on, but your kidneys are actually improving. So why don't we just forego the dialysis and we'll just see how you do. And of course, when she went to the doctor who was treating her for her sugar, her diabetes, they reduced her insulin by 50%. And wow. I thought, this is a 90-year-old body. What about someone 70, 60, 50, 40 years old who's dealing with degenerative illnesses and structural issues, that this might be something that can really help? And since then, I wrote the book certainly to inform people, but now for the past, I would say, 8 years, we're getting remarkable results. Wow. From people all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And it's really another option for people to try. I always say test everything first, you know, before you select surgery. Right. Now, sometimes there's emergency surgeries, Pastor, that, you know, we have no choice. But the stem cell concept, just stem cell therapy, is absolutely amazing when you think about how advanced it is. And when we look at how our God and Creator made our body, the body's made to heal itself, and we have all the components that are there, and we come along and kind of ruin it a little bit. But science and medicine has advanced now to the point that where they're able to repair some very, very damaged tissue and in record time. That's what really was appealing to me.
You speak about chronic pain. Is this like fibromyalgia? Would that be considered treatable by stem cell activators?
Fibromyalgia is more nerve. It's more nerve. It has trigger points, you know. But yes, it can be. There's two approaches with stem cell therapy. One, it's they inject sites. In other words, a back, a knee, a shoulder, or whatever. And then you can have it where it's infused. In other words, you have an IV, and it's more systemic. It goes throughout the entire body. Right. Now, these are advanced methods or protocols, but they're very, very common today, and they're getting more proficient at it. And they'll extract a person's own stem cells. They extract the stem cells from the body fat that they extracted, and then they put it in a syringe and re-inject it. And two things happen immediately. Number one, pain subsides because they're called mesenchymal cells, which isn't that important, but these particular stem cells actually reduce inflammation, so the pain goes away. So the person who's dealing with, you know, painful knees or bad or fibromyalgia or things like that, the pain will subside. And then what happens are these injected stem cells start to multiply because the job of the stem cell, this is our creator, the body releases stem cells from our bone marrow, but we can extract it and then re-inject it and really heighten the potentiality of the results. And then what happens is as they multiply day in and day out going forward, the body starts to heal itself. Now they do their job, and the stem cell's job is to heal damaged and repair damaged tissue. And so in a very, very short time, a person that has a tore ACL in their knee or, you know, a lower back pain can be healed, not just a placebo effect, but actually healed. the stem cell activators kind of come alongside that. They're not invasive because, as I mentioned, they're drops that you can take and put in water. But what they do is they're targeted. We have 28 different stem cell activators for 28 different conditions in the body, and it's all in the book. This will help people when they read the book. They'll be able to read some of the testimonials and everything. But the stem cell activators come along, and what they do is over time, Pastor, the body is no longer producing as many stem cells as it used to. Environmental toxins and things like that, that interferes their current condition, health, and so forth. And over time, the stem cells are not firing properly. It's called cellular communication, and the reality is stem cells, our cells in our body, communicate. It's called cellular communication. It's kind of like you and I talking now, and if a lot of static came on the line, we couldn't hear the message, you know? And so it's kind of like that with the stem cells. Well, the stem cell activator, when we start taking it, they start to rejuvenate the stem cells and get them up, hopefully back to 100% function, where now it kind of removes all that static, and so the communication for the stem cells to heal that particular tissue can be at its optimal level. Now, it's not the same case for everybody, but the amazing thing is the stem cell activation that takes place, it rejuvenates and gets your stem cells to go back to normal function. Because if we have a condition that's chronic, you know, it's not acute, it didn't just happen or it's only a couple weeks long, but rather weeks and then months, maybe years, that's evident to me that at the cellular level, the stem cells, your adult stem cells, are not doing their job anymore. And if we could activate them, like I said, and get them stem cells back to normal function to do their job, they can start to repair and heal the tissues that's damaged, and then the symptoms we've been living with, the pain, the agony, and such, they'll subside. And then the medications that we're taking, we can start to wean off over time. And that's kind of the concept. And so it's absolutely phenomenal the way it works.
Sounds great. Well, supposing somebody in Oklahoma wants to activate their stem cells, do they have to come to Florida? Or are there doctors or naturopathic doctors all around the country who could help?
That's limited. People buy the book, okay? When they purchase the book, they're going to be informed. They're going to get a great education. I wrote it so it's very basic, but they can understand it. And then if they can see some of the profiles that we write in the book. In other words, they can identify with maybe something they've got wrong, and they've tried everything, it's not working. They can order the adult stem cells. Some doctors carry them, but to be honest with you, Pastor, most doctors aren't aware of it. Their studies and their experience in stem cell therapy and stem cell activation is very limited. Many are coming on board because it is the game changer. In other words, you know, if you go to a physician and you have a bad knee and they take you through the protocols, do the medications, pain medications and such, and over time, if it doesn't help you, the next course of action will be replacement, knee replacement. Well, this may be the very ticket that'll keep you from having knee replacement, because we can get that tissue repaired. So in the book is my website, and in the book is the 800 number. They can call us, and we can work with them directly. I call them Body Redesigning Angels. You know, that's my company name. And the girls that work in the office, when we get calls, when a person gets the book, they're informed. We'll answer them, and we'll minister to them as well. We're not just selling a product. We want to make sure that they understand, and they can call us back for encouragement. So the book is our vehicle to connect with people anywhere on planet Earth, and then we relate to them directly if they choose to take advantage of it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, friends, our guest is Dr. Joseph Cristiano. He is a naturopathic doctor and a certified nutritional health professional through Trinity College of Natural Health. Dr. Joe has spent more than 50 years both personally and professionally in natural health, including exercise and diet, pain management, anti-aging, and stem cell therapy treatments and activation. He is president and founder of Body Redesigning. We're offering his book, The Stem Cell Revolution. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. Let's get back with Dr. Joe. We've got some more questions for him. Well, Dr. Joe, can you explain the difference between stem cell therapy and PRP therapy?
Okay. stem cell therapy and PRP, that's protein-rich plasma. We'll say a person has a bad knee and could be a bad shoulder, a joint, musculoskeletal problem. If they want, you know, have that inflammation, of course they do, the pain to be relieved and such, they're taking all their anti-inflammatory products, even some pain pills, but it's not improving, it's getting worse. So they go, they'll go to the stem cell physician, and they will do PRP. And what that PRP is, they do a blood draw, just like they're drawing blood, and they put it in a vac and they spin it. And what that does is separates the growth factors and the protein growth factors. And then they put that into a syringe, and then they will inject it into the joint. It could be neck joint, you know, anywhere in the spine or hips or knees and such. And it has a very efficacious effect to reheal, reducing inflammation and healing. It also has some stem cell in it because in your blood you're carrying stem cells. That, I would say, is it's the beginning entrance to regenerative health. But the difference with that and stem cell treatment, now stem cell therapy, what they do is they go in and they actually extract body fat, usually from the tummy. It's not a liposuction like a cosmetic thing, but they may extract maybe 15 or 20 cc's. And then right there on the spot in their lab, they separate the stem cells that are in the fat. And now they have a solution that, and they have it with your blood, and they put it in syringes. Now they inject, as I mentioned earlier, into the various sites on the, whether it's the knee or shoulders or whatever. As I mentioned, the difference with stem cell treatment is there's an immediate reduction in inflammation. When I had it done to myself, within less than 24 hours, all the excruciating pain that I had in my hips were gone.
Wow.
And I thought I was healed, but the warning is you're not healed yet. It's just the inflammation is gone. Well, that in itself was, that was just a blessing because I don't have to deal with the pain. And so what happens is over time, that cartilage tissue starts to grow back. It actually grows back. It's using your God-given material, your stem cells, and now it's applied to a specific area and it grows back tissue.
Well, Dr. Joe, this sounds amazingly good. I mean, I know some people who have continual pain. Who in particular can benefit from this?
Anybody at any age. The older we are, we're actually producing less stem cells as we age. That's why we remain or we stay in a state of chronic conditions. We don't seem to heal as well, and that's just because we're not producing the stem cell stem cells. That's why the stem cell activators come in. And they start to rejuvenate your stem cells. So regardless if you're 80, we have people that are 90, that are 100 years old, that are 20 years old. The stem cell activators reactivate your stem cells that are no longer functioning and healing so that they can go back to doing their job. And it's amazing that that can happen.
Yeah, that's a miracle. Thank you so much, Dr. Joe.
Finally, a weight loss plan designed just for you. If you're frustrated with diets that don't work, world-renowned health and fitness coach Dr. Joe Cristiano can help. In Blood Types, Body Types, and You, he offers his tested and proven weight loss program based on the simple concept that your blood type determines your body's ability to absorb nutrients, fight off disease, and lose weight. Revised and expanded to address detoxification and healthy colon function, this tested and proven weight loss plan gives you everything you need to lose weight and keep it off for life. You'll discover which foods you should eat and which you should avoid, how to exercise to maximize your body's potential, and much more. Order your copy of Blood Types, Body Types, and You when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Blood Types, Body Types, and You on our website, swrc.com. Begin your journey to great health today and experience how it feels to achieve the results you've always wanted. Blood Types, Body Types, and You by Dr. Joe Cristiano. 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry comes now to answer an interesting question about the imprecatory Psalms. Pastor Larry, have the imprecatory Psalms been misunderstood?
Have the Psalms of imprecation been misunderstood? These are the Psalms that call for or show a desire for judgment and punishment to be meted out to God's enemies. Psalm 109 is an example, quote, "Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out," close quotes. Psalm 139 expresses David's attitude to evil people, quote, "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." Psalm 109 and 69 are the two big psalms of imprecation, but there are at least 20 other psalms that have statements of imprecation and curse in them. Many commentators do not appreciate the psalms of imprecation. Is there something wrong or immoral with these psalms? 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable." How could Paul write this unless, of course, Paul approved of all scripture, including the Psalms of imprecation? Psalm 109 has caught the brunt of criticism and has been labeled a song of hate. Other comments are, and I quote them, "a free, unrestrained speech of rage seeking vengeance, a poem of vengeance." Others have said that these psalms are beneath the dignity of the Christian and are not to be viewed as examples for us to follow. Let's not forget, however, that in John 15:25, Jesus quotes two imprecatory passages, Psalm 35:19 and 69:4, and in Romans 11:9 and 10, the Apostle Paul quotes Psalm 69:22 and 23. The Lord Jesus Christ made his mind known in Luke 18:7, where he said, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily." Those are the words of Jesus. There can be no doubt that Peter's quotation of Psalm 69 and 109 in Acts 1:20 regarding Judas is hardly a happy word, but it is completely in keeping with our Lord's statement in Luke 22:22 regarding Judas. Jesus said, "And the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed." A common objection is, but didn't Jesus say, "Turn the other cheek"? Indeed he did. But there is nothing in the imprecatory Psalms that violates his words. In these Psalms, the psalmists never say that you or I or anyone should take personal revenge. You never find anything like, "The Bible says an eye for an eye, so make sure you retaliate." We don't find anything like that. Personal revenge is condemned in Scripture. Dearly beloved, we read in Romans 12:19, "Avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." The psalmist never says that they will take revenge, nor do they encourage anyone to take revenge and to go out and beat someone up or kill someone. The imprecation is either a desire in their own hearts or a prayer to God that he would bring justice. The imprecations often involve judgment on those who would harm God's chosen people. By bringing judgment on the wicked, God would confuse and frustrate evil designs against Israel. In Psalm 139:21, the psalmist is not voicing any personal issue with anyone. "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee." The complaints that some voice about the imprecatory psalms remind me that there is the general trend to create a less hostile deity than the God of the Bible, and to make a more compliant and friendly Jesus than the one found in the Bible. Some have completely thrown the Bible out, others have kept the Bible but have tried to purge the blood of Christ and the wrath of God. So-called progressive Christians also take sharp issue with conservative Christians who vote for conservative candidates in government. I am sure some will see me as a conspiracy theorist, but I am very unhappy with those who push a non-violent view of the atonement and who do not like the word propitiation in Romans 3:25. We have to remember that God does bring vengeance. In 2 Thessalonians 1 verses 6 through 9 we read, "Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Jesus' prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," Matthew 6:10, is a call to invoke Jesus' wrath on all who represent other kingdoms. Jesus is not making room for dissenters, nor does he intend to give representatives of other kingdoms equal time. Many progressive Christians find Jesus narrow-minded and intolerant of other views, and they are correct. In Acts 5, we read of sudden doom coming upon Ananias and his wife Sapphira for their hypocrisy. In Acts 5:9, Peter said to Sapphira, "How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Yet this brought blessings on the apostolic church. It really did. In Acts 9:31, we read, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." I understand how some find these psalms of imprecation abhorrent to their gentle hearts, but I believe they are totally consistent with what Scripture reveals about God and His righteous indignation against evil.
Finally, a weight loss plan designed just for you. If you're frustrated with diets that don't work, world-renowned health and fitness coach Dr. Joe Cristiano can help. In Blood Types, Body Types, and You, he offers his tested and proven weight loss program based on the simple concept that your blood type determines your body's ability to absorb nutrients, fight off disease, and lose weight. Revised and expanded to address detoxification and healthy colon function, this tested and proven weight loss plan gives you everything you need to lose weight and keep it off for life. You'll discover which foods you should eat and which you should avoid, how to exercise to maximize your body's potential, and much more. Order your copy of Blood Types, Body Types, and You when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Blood Types, Body Types, and You on our website, swrc.com. Begin your journey to great health today and experience how it feels to achieve the results you've always wanted. Blood Types, Body Types, and You by Dr. Joe Cristiano. 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend, my friends, with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends just like you. Please visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.